Going to be the biggest challenge from college to
NFL? You know, I don't think the challenge for me is the same at any level, is improving performance, mitigating risk, and individualizing programs when you have a large group of guys, and doing what's trying to do as a coach what is absolute best physically for every single player on the roster. That's always the challenge.
That has to be individualized?
As much as we can, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, but you're not dealing with 18, 19-year-old guys. You're dealing with the 32-year-old who's, you know,
correct,
been in the NFL for 10 years and thinks he knows.
Right. And so all that comes into play when I talk about communicating, right, collaborating with training staff. And no two individuals respond the same way to the same stimulus. If I take both of you through a workout, the response to that workout is going to be very different.
you wouldn't last too long in the business.
It's no different with athletes.
And whether they're 19 or, you know.
There's always an individual response to training, right?
Do you have to change, I guess, maybe techniques? At the combine, talking to some of the guys you had in college, they would talk about, like, you know, competition, linemen versus backs, offense versus defense. Is that something that maybe doesn't afford itself as well in the professional game?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know too much about what other college strength coaches were doing.
Yeah.
I know what we do. And like I said, for me, it's about maximizing strength, speed, power, and minimizing orthopedic stress on the body, mitigating risk. That's what it's about for me. And so we try to put our players in the best position for that.
Yeah, you're looking forward to the 11th when they all get to see them.
I can't
all
wait.
You know, I mean, you've seen a couple here and there, I would guess, right?
I can't wait.
Yeah. Right. First day of school kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Looking forward, excited about it.
Is this kind of an exciting thing for you? I mean, there's a lot of people here who want to talk to you today. Because I think there's a real interest in the strength and conditioning and the health of this team going forward. Is that something that, a challenge that excites you, knowing that this has been an issue for the past couple of years?
I don't think what's happened in the past excites me any more than anything else. You know, I'm challenged again by putting every player in the best position to succeed, and that's pretty straightforward for me. I want these guys all to succeed on individual and team level.
Here's an interesting point, though, because this is your position might not have garnered as much interest in other teams in other years.
Yeah.
You know, this is a big change for this team, you know, and it seems like, you know, they were in such distress because of their roster and their injuries.
Yeah.
Did you sense that when you talked to Ben and talked to people in this building that they really want to improve and change this whole, you know, way they were going things?
I think improve is a good word. I don't know if change, you know, it's like Coach McAdoo says, evolution, not revolution, right? We want to improve regardless of the history every year. But I think you hit it. It's about improving every year.
Coach, when a team suddenly suffers more hamstring injuries than is normal, or more quads, or more anything, is there a way to find the reason for it? Is it lack of certain exercising or certain drills? Or is it just luck of the drill?
No, it's a good question. I like to think it's more than luck, but certainly I can't give you much insight on previous injuries, on, you know, how many we've had or what they were. I can tell you, and I've said it before, that it's multifactorial. A lot of factors, right? And in order to improve on performance, mitigating risk, anything, it's communication, collaboration. And I keep saying that, but that's the truth. It's between strength staff, training staff, medical staff, coaching staff, and players themselves.
But did you study, you may have been asked this before, I'm sorry, did you study the injuries from last year? Did you like look at them like in a database form or anything like that and say, okay,
certainly,
from last year or previous years?
I'm certainly up to date with our current roster and what they've had in the past.
Yeah. What about the entire set, let's say, of last year, even if it was players that are no longer with the team?
I think everyone's looked at that, yeah.
And are there revelations from that, studying that?
That's a question for Coach McAdoo. I'll you forward that to coach.
How is it yeah. we expected that answer?
I mean, like I said, it's you just there's not one reason you can't. There's so many factors.
Does it have anything to do with a person's physical build or the way he was born or the muscle structure that he has?
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Like I said,
people
it's
people who are more vulnerable to hamstrings or quads or like that.
It's probably one of the factors of many. Yeah.
But you can, in that case, it's very difficult to get around it. If that's what he's born with, how do you fix it?
Yeah, I don't. It depends what the issue is. You know, I'm not gonna. We're looking to move him forward. I'm not, you know, gonna talk much about injuries.
Well, years ago, the Giants drafted a kid in the first round, and they told him, "Do not go out for spring track." And he did, and he pulled a hamstring, and the ham became a problem year after year after year. Was he victimized by a? A faulty hamstring thing?
I have no idea. I mean, okay. I can't even speculate on that okay. at all. You know, I don't know.